Tonight we'll feature a presentation of a live concert from the Jazz at the Palmer series. Tonight's jazz show will showcase the Rick Hirsch 3, recorded live at Palmer Museum of Art in August 2016. The musicians in the group are Rick Hirsch on saxophone, Steve Rudolph on piano, Bob Hart playing bass. This concert was recorded by WPSU as part of the Jazz at the Palmer series and is supported in part by Friends of Palmer Museum and Fred and Judy Sears. We'll start this evening's jazz show with music recorded live by the Rick Hirsch 3. The show starts with a selection called Black Orpheus.
Thank you. That was a very pretty Brazilian tune, and titled Black Orpheus, or an overture to Black Orpheus, I think. It's from a film from the 60s, and the composer is someone called Luis Bonfa, I believe. And we're going to kind of keep it mellow for a minute and play one of my favorite tunes that Frank Sinatra recorded. This is a title track of a record of his called In the Wee Small Hours. Now we're going to play something that has never been played before. Steve's going to start. Thank you. So it started out as something that we'd never played before and then turned into something that we've played many times, a song called I'll Remember April. I don't really know anything about the song other than it's a really common vehicle for jazz musicians. All right, but we are going to play again something that we've never played before, that has never been played before anywhere. And Bob's going to start this time. Different ways that we go about improvising. You know, the main way that you're accustomed to hearing in the conventional jazz music is sort of variations on the theme of the melody of a song, or variations on where musicians will make new melodies that they know go kind of fit with the chord progression that cycles over and over again, and that's specific to each song. But in a pure sense, we also like to improvise kind of like that, where we're making the whole thing from scratch, the melody, perhaps some harmony, and perhaps the structure of the song. And I don't know about these guys, but when I do that, sometimes if I have a little block, I feel like I'm playing the same old garbage over and over again, I will just think of an image of something, or a mood, or a food, or some dude, I don't know. Or something rude, perhaps. Too much Dr. Seuss in the diet, I think. So if anyone would be willing to just throw out a word or two other than Donald Trump, then we'll go ahead and play a new one.
Peacock.
Peacock? Is that what you said? Oh, boy, I like that. Is that too obvious? Sorry. Man, it was out there. Okay, let's try again.
There's a famous tune about peacocks.
Big Gary, not Gary Foster.
Jimmy Rolfe.
Jimmy Rolfe. I think it's Gary Foster. Okay.
Thank you.
It's a good thing they're taping it because we probably forget what we played. So there you go. There's your peacock. So we'll play an original melody that was written about, well, I think I wrote in about 2002, when my older two daughters were little, before we knew that there was going to be a third daughter. And it's called Sweet Pea and Sunshine. And I was thinking of them. They were 2 and 4 at the time. I was thinking of them. I just wanted to write sort of a warm, nice melody. And this is one that came out. And believe it or not, it was actually acknowledged by the PCA, the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, back when they used to have the individual artist fellowships. And so it was recognized. If you have some artist fellowships too, man, back in the day, right? And actually, Sweet Pea, my oldest daughter, we just dropped her off to college on Sunday. So, holy smokes. Don't call her Sweet Pea if you see her. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry, whoever's watching the clock, do we do one more song before intermission? Thanks, Greg.
Well,
today's Wayne Shorter's birthday. Who's Wayne Shorter? Wayne Shorter actually played in Eisenhower Auditorium probably 5, 6, 7 years ago with Herbie Hancock, the piano player. Wayne Shorter is a soprano and tenor saxophonist, really a living icon of jazz. He's 83 today. He doesn't look a day over 62, I think. But, you know, I mean, relative, it's, well, he's the fountain of youth, right? And really a leading-edge improviser, very interesting composer. He was a big part of Miles Davis's quintet, kind of Miles' second great quintet in the 1960s. So, happy birthday, Wayne Shorter. This is his tune that's probably most associated with him. It's a minor blues called Footprints.
Yeah, the usual...
risk. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Once again, Bob Hart at the bass. Steve Rudolph at the keyboard. I'm Rick Hirsch on the tenor and alto saxophone. Thank you.
This is WPSU. Heard in Dubois at 92.1 and in Pine Grove Mills at 91.5. And you're listening to the WPSU Jazz Show. And you've been listening to the Rick Hirsch 3 recorded live at Palmer Museum of Art in August 2016. We'll continue with the second set from the Rick Hirsch 3 recorded live in just a moment. Thanks for listening to WPSU's Jazz Show. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania.